Esmeralda, do you enjoy the award season?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, right? It's silly. Get to watch a bunch of rich people pat themselves on the back. And, you know. Do you enjoy the red carpet stuff, too?
Yeah, I haven't really gotten a chance to watch it nowadays. But
because you're ours.
Yeah, but I do like seeing what everyone's wearing.
Yeah.
So I do catch up.
Yeah.
After the fact.
I mean, social media is just, as soon as an award is handed out, 2 seconds later, it's all over the internet. It's all over the internet. So, I mean, you could watch it. You could basically, you know, get all the information that you need without watching the show. And then all the clips are available, too. So it's a crazy world of technology that we live in, Esmeralda. You interested in the Golden Globes and all?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go through the nominations here. Now, I don't know how many of these you've seen. Best TV series drama, I'll start with. The Crown, have you seen that?
No.
Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Stranger Things?
Not the second season.
Oh, you haven't watched the second season yet?
No.
Oh, it's so much fun. And then This Is Us?
No.
Okay. Those are the five nominees, and I think it should and it will go to Handmaid's Tale. That's my prediction, and my personal choice is Handmaid's Tale as well. Yeah, and are you all caught up on Game of Thrones?
Yes, I am.
Wow, okay. All right. I stopped watching that show second season. So it's been on for 7 seasons, right, I think? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped after the second season. I just was like, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. Best performance by an actress in a TV series drama. Katrina Balfe for Outlander. Claire Foy for The Crown. Maggie Gyllenhaal for The Deuce. Catherine Langford for 13 Reasons Why. And Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale. I believe, Esmeralda, you can probably figure out who I'm rooting for.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to win it. That'll go to Elizabeth Moss, Handmaid's Tale. Best performance by an actor in a TV series drama. Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us. Freddie Highmore for The Good Doctor. Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan. And Jason Bateman for Ozark. Have you seen Ozark, Esmeralda?
I haven't. I've heard it's a bit slow going.
It is. It's not, you know, I haven't finished it. So that should tell you something. I haven't even finished it. It's one season. I haven't even finished
it. Yeah. I know V was watching it.
Yeah.
But I never caught any of it.
I mean, it's not bad, you know. But it's not, it just doesn't grab you as much as you would wish it would, you know? I am a Jason Bateman fan though, you know, I think Sterling K. Brown is going to win that. Although sometimes the Golden Globes like to, you know, to shock people and give the award to the newbie, you know, that's one of the things that Golden Globes like to do. They like to give the award to who you don't expect at the first nominee.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, it might go to Freddie Highmore for The Good Doctor, which has turned out to be one of the sort of breakout surprise hits of the season. So it might go to him, but I'm gonna stick with Sterling K. Brown. Best TV series, musical or comedy: Blackish, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Master of None, Smilf, and Will and Grace. Now, I'm assuming you've only seen out of this. You've seen Matt. Oh, you see. Have you seen Smilf? Yeah, you saw Smilf.
I saw a few episodes of Smilf.
Mm-hmm.
I saw all of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel,
which is great.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, and Master of None. You've seen all of Master
of
None.
Yes, and I saw all of Master of None.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tough because I really enjoyed Marvelous Mrs. Maisel,
yeah.
But I also really enjoyed Master of None.
I know, me too. I love Smilf very much. And,
yeah,
and
that too.
Blackish is a good show too.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to catch an episode of that, but I do want to.
I think it's going to go to Will and Grace because it's the Golden Globes. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And they like to do the, you know, oh, look, it's back.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing. So I think,
yeah, Smilf kind of seems a bit of a long shot.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's great, but... Yeah, no,
yeah, it is, and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, by the way, if you're not, it's on Amazon, right? Why I'm getting
mm-hmm.
confused? It's on
yes.
Amazon, and it's from Amy Sherman Palladino, who you know created Gilmore Girls. So right there, it's awesome because but it's really good. By the way, the actress who plays the lead was on Colbert last night, and he asked her if she ever did stand up, and she's like, no, never. I will never ever do it. No, and apparently in prep for the show, Amy Sherman Palladino said, you know what? Why don't you go out and try? You know, go do a couple of clubs, do a few comedy clubs, and I'll write your material. You don't have to worry about the jokes. I'll write them for you." And she refused. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, that's... I commend anyone who wants to do stand-up because it just seems like the scariest thing ever.
It is pretty... It's nerve-wracking. Every time before I would go up on stage, I would get really, like, freaked out until I got my first laugh. When you get your first laugh,
yeah,
you kind of just go, oh, all right, cool. So, and I was lucky. I did stand up for a couple of years, and it was only, like, you know, once or twice a month. And I was lucky because I got to do it at Zany's. I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to go to any crappy clubs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I had a great spot. I would open up. I was the opening comedian on a Wednesday night usually, so you don't have as many drunks in the audience. You know, and the place Zany's is always packed. So you always had a nice big house. But yeah, I was lucky in that regard, and I got to work with people like Patty and Dwayne Kennedy and Pat McGann and all these really great people who gave me a lot of really good advice and stuff. It was fun. But again, it is. I'll tell you, Esmeralda, when you first walk up there and you got that mic and there's the people just looking at you, it's a little nerve-wracking, I got to tell you. It is. And I had done plays in theater before, but there's other people on stage.
Right. And it's a whole different thing.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, you have to hold yourself up the whole time.
Yep.
On material that you, hopefully, you wrote.
Right, right.
And hope that the audience can connect with you because
yeah, I think stand up is an art form, man. It really is. It's a completely different thing than doing improvisation. It's a completely different thing than doing theater. It is an art form, and there are people who are really, really great at it. Patty is one of them. Did I ever tell you the story? My favorite heckling story ever involves Patty.
No,
I never told you this. I opened for Patty one night, and I stayed, obviously, for the rest of the comedians, and of course I stayed for Patty to watch because she was headlining. And so there was a woman, because you know a lot of the people who, you know, like the bar, Zany's, the bar is all the way in the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so the bar is all the way in the back of the house, and that's where the waiters and waitresses go and get the bar. And that's where the comedians stand or sit in the back to watch the other comedian sets, you know? So I'm in the back. And Pat McGann was the host that night. He introduces me. I go up. I do 15, and I come back, and so I sit down, and I'm back there. And there was a drunk woman who was on who was in house left, stage right, and she was drunk even when I got up on stage. And this was right at the top of the show. This was at 8:30, you know, and it was Wednesday, and she was drunk already, and she was being pretty loud. By the time Patty got on stage, this woman was annihilated, okay, and loud. And Patty gets up on stage, and she is barely 2 minutes into her set, and this woman starts yelling and talking really loudly and being really obnoxious. And Patty walked off the stage with the mic, cordless mic, obviously, walked off the stage with the mic, walked up to her table. I'd never seen a comedian do this. Walked up to her table with the mic and said, "Hey, I just started. Can you at least wait?" And she's like, "Come," and she's like, "No, what's so important that you have to say right now? If you want to say something to me, say it here, and then let me go back up on stage and do my set. I just started." And it was the best handling of a heckler I've ever seen. Patty shut her down and then walked back up on stage all the way. And she, by the way, the table was near the back of the house, so Patty had to walk through the entire room to get to this woman's table and confront her. I'd never seen a comedian do that before. She just got off stage, walked up to her, confronted her, walked back up on the table, walked back up on the stage, and did her set. It was the best.
Wow.
It was the best. okay, best performance by an actor in a TV series, musical, or comedy. Anthony Anderson for Blackish, Aziz Ansari for Master of None, Kevin Bacon for I Love Dick, which is the name of the character, William H. Macy for Shameless, and Eric McCormick for Will and Grace. Be nice to see Aziz get it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vote for Aziz.
I would, too. Shameless, not really a comedy anymore. Anthony Anderson's terrific on Blackish, but I think they're going to go with Eric McCormick again, because here's my thinking on this, Esmeralda. It's, you know, nostalgic. The show came back. Everybody used to love that show.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, what network are the Golden Globes on?
NBC.
That's right. What network is Will and Grace on?
NBC.
Yeah. Best actress by a performance in a TV series, musical, or comedy. The great Pamela Adlon for Better Things. This one made me happy. Alison Brie for Glow. I was very happy to see that. I didn't expect that to happen. Issa Rae for Insecure. Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Esmeralda.
Oh, good for her.
And then Frankie Shaw for Smilf. So some really good ones in here. I don't know where they're going to go with this. This is, I mean, because these are, you know, these are kind of like off the beat. Every one of them are kind of off the beat choices.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd pick Pamela Adlon by a mile, but I think her association with Louis C.K. is going to harm that, you know, which is really unfortunate because Better Things is phenomenal. But I think maybe they'll give it to Alison Brie, you know? She used to be on Community. You know what network Community was on?
NBC.
That's right. All right, let's take a quick break. I'll give you some more of my choices for the Golden Globes, which will be handed out Sunday at 7 p.m. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. All the regular Friday features are coming up, and we're counting down to Dummy of the Year. Right now, though, I'm going through the Golden Globe nominations and giving you my predictions. The Golden Globes will be handed out Sunday night at 7, starting on NBC. And so going through the TV side of it first, we're up to limited series or motion picture made for television, Big Little Lies, Fargo, Feud, Betty and Joan, The Sinner, and Top of the Lake, China Girl. I think they'll give it to Big Little Lies. That seems to be the award favorite. Did very well at the Emmys, and I think it'll do very well at the Globes. Best performance by an actor in a limited series or motion picture made for television, Robert De Niro, The Wizard of Lies, Jude Law, The Young Pope, Kyle MacLachlan for Twin Peaks, Ewan McGregor for Fargo, Jeffrey Rush for Genius. Have you seen any of that stuff? Did you watch Young Pope, Esmeralda?
I didn't.
It was good. It was weird.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I heard some things.
But... It's good. It was just a very strange show.
Where was it?
HBO.
Okay.
Dan, did you watch Young Pope?
I watched like 10 minutes of one episode.
Yeah. Was that just by choice? You were like,
It was a free preview weekend.
Oh, I see.
It was one of those things. Okay. It was interesting, the minutes I saw.
Did you see any of the other stuff here?
No.
Fargo? No Fargo?
No. I did see a funny Facebook post that it, tying into Twin Peaks, that it's been a hell of a year for guys named Doug Jones.
Yeah, it has. Yes, it has. you know, I think De Niro's going to get it because he seems the most likely Golden Globe winner, but it should go to Kyle MacLachlan for Twin Peaks. I mean, he was astonishing on it, and he did play Dougie. He was Dougie, and Dougie likes his coffee. All right, actress in a limited series or motion picture made for television. Jessica Biel for The Sinner, Nicole Kidman for Big Little Lies, Jessica Lange for Feud, Susan Sarandon for Feud, Reese Witherspoon for Big Little Lies. Yeah, I think Nicole Kidman's going to get it. She got the Emmy for it, and I think she'll get the Golden Globe for it. Both Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon were both amazing on Betty and Joan Feud. That was such a terrific show. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a series, limited series, or motion picture. This is where they take, this is where it gets really confusing with the Golden Globes, Esmeralda. Mm. They take regular series, TV series, they take mini series, and they take movies and put them all together, and then there's just, you know, supporting actors from all of them, even though all three of them are different.
Right.
Alfred Molina in Feud, Alexander Skarsgård for Big Little Lies, David Thewlis for Fargo, David Harbour for Strange Things, and Christian Slater for Mr. Robot. My guess is Alexander Skarsgård will get this because it's going to be like a Big Little Lies sort of a sweep. But Thewlis was amazing on Fargo. He really, Alfred Molina was great on Feud. So, best performance by an actress in a supporting role in a limited series, regular series, motion picture made for television, and it would be Laura Dern for Big Little Lies, Anne Dowd for The Handmaid's Tale, Chrissy Metz for This Is Us, Michelle Pfeiffer for The Wizard of Lies, or Shailene Woodley for Big Little Lies. Again, I think this is going to go to Laura Dern for Big Little Lies, because I think Big Little Lies is going to sweep all of the category that it's nominated for. But Anne Dowd in The Handmaid's Tale is amazing. Michelle Pfeiffer, I'd like to give an award yearly to Michelle Pfeiffer just for being Michelle Pfeiffer. Or as the valets on Key and Peele say, Michelle Pfeiffers. Why are they trying to mess with the Batmans? Michelle Pfeiffers mess with the Batmans. So anyway, but I love Michelle Pfeiffer, and she, you know, she had a good year, man, because she was in The Wizard of Lies, she was in Murder on the Orient Express, and she was fantastic in Mother. Fantastic, Esmeralda. You saw Mother, right?
I did.
Wasn't she awesome in it?
I was real annoyed by her.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's kind of the point, actually. I loved her. I thought she was great. Her and Ed Harris. So anyway, those are my predictions. Let's go to the movie side here. I'll start on the movies. Golden Globe nominations for movies. Best Motion Picture, Drama, Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. My choice is obvious. It's Three Billboards. That would be my choice personally. But I think they're going to give it to The Post because it's the Globes and it's Spielberg and it's Hanks and it's Streep. It's also a very good movie. I want to say, I think The Post is a really terrific movie. In fact, this was my quote, Dan. You can pull the quote and stick it on the posters.
I'll call him right now.
I truly think that The Post is the best movie Steven Spielberg's made in 15 years.
So that's 2003?
2002.
2002.
Yeah, because it came out Now, do you know what movie came out in 2002?
I do not.
Minority Report.
Ah.
Which I think is his best movie since Minority Report. Best movie in 15 years. War of the Worlds comes pretty close. Boy, that's weird. Two Tom Cruise movies. I love Minority Report, man. When was the last time you watched Minority Report, Dan? It's been a while?
Yeah, it's been a while. It was very well done, though.
It's on cable a lot, and I hadn't watched it in a few years, and I caught most of it last week, during my vacation. And I was like, man, this is good. I forgot just how good it is. And Colin Farrell rules in it. I had kind of forgotten that Colin Farrell was in it. He was kind of the villain.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Terrific. No, actually, Max von Sydow was the villain, but Colin Farrell was the guy trying to catch him. So, but anyway, I think The Post is going to get it. All right, Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, The Disaster Artist, The Hilarious Get Out, which is neither a comedy nor a musical. I don't know. I mean, this happens every year. They always put a movie in there that doesn't fit in. The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird. And I don't think Lady Bird's a comedy. I mean, there's funny stuff in it, but it's not really a comedy. It's a coming-of-age sort of drama about the relationship between a mother and their daughter. And Get Out is that Esmeralda, you've seen Get Out. It's not a comedy.
Couple of laughs, but yeah.
There's funny stuff in it. The dude who plays the TSA agent is the funny. He provides the comedy in the movie. Have you seen all of Get Out yet, Dan?
No, I haven't had a chance to.
Okay. Disaster Artist is a comedy. Greatest Showman is a musical. I, Tonya is a comedy. So I think they're going to give it. I think they're going to give it to Get Out, even though it's not. it doesn't belong in that category. But I think they're going to get. I think Get Out is going to win. And I hope when Jordan Peele goes up to accept, he says, "I just want to let everybody know that this is not a musical or a comedy. It's a social thriller / horror movie with a couple of laughs." You know. So, but I think Get Out is going to win in a category that it shouldn't be nominated in. I don't know. Golden Globes. See, that's why Golden Globes sometimes are very, very silly. But it's a fun award show to watch, you know, because everybody's kind of loose. It's going to be, you know, here's the thing that I'm most interested to see, and I'm sure you guys would agree with this, how is Seth Meyers going to handle all of the stuff that happened in Hollywood in terms of, you know, sexual harassment and all that stuff? I mean, what's going to happen? Is he going to do Kevin Spacey jokes? Is he going to do Louis C.K.? I think he is. You have to. You can't, because that's the elephant in the room. You know, you can't ignore it. You can't do a monologue at this year's Golden Globes and not touch on it. You know, Harvey Weinstein has been to every single Golden Globes Awards and been nominated multiple times over the years. You can't not joke about that or at least mention it. And it's going to be serious. It's going to be interesting. This whole awards season, this is the first one that's going to actually kind of really sort of confront that. And see what happens. So Seth Meyers is in a very unenviable position because he's the first guy out of the gate that's hosting an award show this year that has to deal with what happened in Hollywood. People are going to be watching real close. So, all right, let's take a break. We come back. I'll give you the rest of my predictions for the movie nominations on the Golden Globes, and then we got our regular features, and we'll crown a Dummy of the Year in a few weeks. All right, news next. Yeah, man. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. All of our regular Friday features are coming up. By the way, we will start our first round of voting as we head into Dummy of the Year, the biggest dummy of 2017. We will go through the dummies from last year during the first quarter. So we actually have 9 dummy stories. These were the winners each week during the first quarter of last year, and we'll go through them all and then narrow it down to the one winner. And then after the end of we do the quarterly thing, we'll have 4 finalists in a few weeks, and we have to pick one dummy for the Dummy of the Year. So that's coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and Fly Jams Friday, all coming up. All right, we're getting back to the Golden Globe movie nominations. Let me get through these so we can get to our dummy voting. Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, Jessica Chastain for Molly's Game, Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Meryl Streep for The Post, and Michelle Williams for All the Money in the World. My vote clearly would be Frances McDormand in 3 Billboards, although Sally Hawkins is amazing in The Shape of Water. In fact, they're all good performances. There's not one bad performance here, but I think they're going to give it to Meryl Streep because it's The Post, it's Spielberg, and it's Meryl Streep. But I wouldn't be surprised if Frances McDormand gets it. People love Frances McDormand, and she's amazing in 3 Billboards. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Timothée Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, Tom Hanks for The Post, Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire. I think they're going to give it to Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour because he made that whole transformation, and he's very good in it. And again, these are all good performances. Some are great. Daniel Day-Lewis is amazing in Phantom Thread, by the way. Amazing. Actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, Judi Dench for Victoria and Abdul, Margot Robbie for Tanya, Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird, Emma Stone for Battle of the Sexes, and Helen Mirren for The Leisure Seeker. I think the lovely Irish lass is going to get it. And she's great. Margot Robbie, by the way, and I, Tanya, she's so good in that movie. Best Director, Guillermo del Toro for Shape of the Water, Martin McDonagh for 3 Billboards, Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Ridley Scott for All the Money in the World, Steven Spielberg for The Post. I think they're going to give it to Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. That's my prediction. Best Performance by an Actor in a Musical or Comedy, Steve Carell, Battle of the Sexes, Ansel Elgort for Baby Driver. That makes me happy. James Franco for The Disaster Artist, Hugh Jackman for The Greatest Showman, and Daniel Kaluuya, again, for the hilarious movie Get Out. I think they're going to give it to Franco for The Disaster Artist. And out of those choices, I would pick him as well. Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture. And again, they take the comedies and the dramas for some reason, put them all together here. They separate them for lead actors in motion picture and stuff, but not that. Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture, Mary J. Blige for Mudbound, Hong Chow for Downsizing, Allison Janney for I, Tanya, Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird, Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water. By the way, Hong Chow in Downsizing steals the movie. She steals the movie. She's so good in it. I'm going with Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture, Willem Dafoe of the Florida Project, Army Hammer for Call Me By Your Name, Richard Jenkins, Shape of the Water, Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, Sam Rockwell for 3 Billboards. My choice, of course, would be Sam Rockwell, without hesitation. But I think Willem Dafoe has got it this year. I think he's going to win every supporting award that you can get. Original Score in a Motion Picture, 3 Billboards, The Shape of Water, Phantom Thread, The Post, Dunkirk. If it doesn't go to Phantom Thread, then just revoke anybody's right to vote. By the way, I've seen Phantom Thread. I haven't mentioned this on the air, but I saw it last Saturday. And it's Paul Thomas Anderson, my favorite director. It's his new movie. And Johnny Greenwood did the music for it. It is such an exquisite score. I mean, truly one of the best music scores in years. It is so beautiful. You can hear it on YouTube. The one basic main theme, if it's on YouTube, they put it on YouTube. If you want to hear a really incredible piece of music, the piece is called House of Woodcock. House of Woodcock, and it's from Phantom Thread. And if you go to YouTube and you type in House of Woodcock, and then just listen to it. Click onto it and listen to it. It is such an extraordinary score. I really, if Phantom Thread doesn't win, then I don't, you know what? I'm going to kick my TV in. Best screenplay for a motion picture, The Shape of Water, Lady Bird, The Post, Three Billboards, and Molly's Game. I think that they're going to give the one award for the movie to Three Billboards for the screenplay. I think that's the one that they'll give it, the one award that it'll get. It deserves much more, but best motion picture, foreign language, A Fantastic Woman, First They Killed My Father, In the Fade, Loveless, In the Square. I think they're going to give it to The Square. And First They Killed My Father, by the way, got nominated because Angelina Jolie directed it, so they wanted Angelina Jolie to be there. That's another one of the reasons why the Golden Globes nominate who they nominate. It's because they want to have a room filled with big stars. And so, you know, the people watching at home can go, oh, look, that person's there, or that person's there. You can get them up on stage to present. But that's one of the motivations for how they vote. There's no question about it. Best animated film, The Boss Baby. The Breadwinner, Ferdinand, Coco, and Loving Vincent. I think they'll give it to Coco. It's Pixar. It's one of Pixar's best movies in a long time, and I think it'll go to Coco. So those are the nominations right there, and those are my predictions. It starts at 7 o'clock, but the coverage on E! Began last week. What's the point to say? I believe Seacrest is standing outside right now. So there you go.